having this morning our team from St. Croix, our team that went to St. Croix just a few weeks ago. So for those of you here at Living Hope who were involved in the various fundraising efforts and the different things that were going on, I know that was a real blessing for them. And so we're always excited to hear what God does and what God says and what God teaches people when they go into mission like that. So, yeah, Jared, come on up. Jared Pfeiffer was the team leader. Yeah, yay, Jared. We'll give you that. For those of you who don't know Jared, Jared is Jay and Sharon's son, and but he led the team. And so I know you're going to have the team join you. I'm just going to hand it over to you to introduce the team however you want, and then just lead us through the sharing. Okay? All right.
All right. Good morning. My throat's a little scratchy because I have a cold, but we'll get through it. If the team can come up and join me, because I'm lonely, be awesome. All right, so this is, we're going to have the group from your church, from your congregation here up front with us. We're going to have some of them sharing. But also, if everyone that joined me from my church can stand up, say hi to people from my church. A lot of them were there. Yeah. You guys can sit down. Due to time constraints, we're going to hear from the people from your congregation. We can sit, I think. We'll be relaxed this morning. Sit somewhere. I have a mic to pass around. We'll figure it out. And so we had that group there. A lot of them were down the first week. We had two teams that went down to St. Croix. So I had a team from my church the first week. Who's starting with us? Here, pass it to Meyer and Herbert. So they were there the first week. And then numerous of them that are supporting this morning were there the second week. So they stayed week number two. It was amazing to see how God meshed the two groups together. It wasn't a difference of week one / week two people. We were one cohesive team going into the second week, and it was amazing what God did with that. What impressed me the most of going down there was this picture. Actually, it's multiple pictures, but it took me a while to figure that out because I was like, wow, the YM base looks different. But that's a collage, I think, because some of it goes together, some of it doesn't. But we had a great time when God... This is really throwing me off. We'll figure it out. When God brought the team together, we have numerous age groups, different people that are involved. And as a leader, it's a challenge to be like, well, how are we going to include all these people, get everything going, accomplish what we're going to do? Plus, I had, you know, like 9 people from the other group. So we had a large group to keep busy and stay involved down there in St. Croix. But what's amazing is when we're obedient to what God calls us to, he works it all out. Like, it was an awesome trip. We're going to do our very best to, in 40, 45 minutes, share what we did, what we learned about Jason and Vanessa's ministry, because we were going to support them coming from your church, work projects we accomplished, the ministry we're involved with. So we're going to do our best, in our own words, to share that, and hopefully God can speak to you through what we learned and what God did in our own hearts and to the people in St. Croix. So Meyer and Rebecca are going to start us off. They're going to share a little bit about what Jason and Vanessa, what they learned through that, and what their jobs and things that they were doing in St. Croix down there. So go ahead.
I'm Rebecca, and we had the opportunity to go to St. Croix as a family, which was a real blessing for us as a family. And I would encourage any of you who are thinking of doing a mission trip to just go ahead and do it. Don't wait. Time is short. Oh, we had a great time. Just a few little facts about St. Croix. It's a very small island. It's about 28 miles by 7 miles wide. But the thing that impressed Don, I have to share this, is that half of it is arid and half of it is rainforest in that short distance. Also, it's believed that Christopher Columbus landed on St. Croix when he was out doing his explorations. And also Point Udall, which I think we'll have some pictures of later, is considered the easternmost part of the United States. So I was going to share a little bit of what Vanessa does on the YWAM base. She and Jason were just so thrilled to have a team from their church come down. She told me numerous times it really made her feel more connected. They're loving it there. They're connecting, but they really miss people from home. And it was just really special for them to have us be there. Vanessa is in charge of the kitchen on the YWAM base, and she sometimes has to provide 3 meals a day for up to 100 people. And this is pretty much, she has one person that helps her, but she does most of it on her own. She also has to do all the menus, do all the shopping, and the shopping can take her like up to 8 hours because she can't just go to Giant, pick up everything she needs. She has to go to all different stores. She'll get there, and then they won't have the things that they said they were going to have, and she has to change her menu on the spot. So she has to do a lot of organization, and she does a great job. The meals were wonderful. Food prices are much higher there also. Like a gallon of milk cost almost $6. And I don't think they can even use butter because it's so expensive that they can't even afford it. So she does a wonderful job of providing meals for many groups, large groups of people. She also has a family, as you know. So she has to manage her family. She and Jason are homeschooling. So she's very busy. I know when we were there, she was a little stressed because she'd had like 4 weeks of nonstop groups back to back. And but she's really loving it, and she does a great job. One thing they did ask is that the Lord would start to would provide a teacher for all the kids on the base. There's now, I think, a total of 10 children. Not all of them are school age, but most of them are getting to that. So they are all homeschooling, and it would be wonderful for them to have a teacher that could take over some of that responsibility. So you guys can pray for that. And she is going out making relationships on the island. Has a lot. She's a very busy person, but she's having a great time.
I'll be sharing a little bit of Jason has doing down there. He has a lot of responsibilities. He's in charge of any of the work teams that might come to the base, including us, and also coordinating those jobs. And I got to see Jared and Jason working together as brothers, and they did a really good job of coordinating work for all of us and just giving us different assignments and being flexible in that. And flexibility was a key word. You'll probably hear that some more. Jason also arranged transportation to and from airports and around the island, too. So he did a good job with that. So, and also building relationships at the Lighthouse, which is a homeless ministry on the island. And I got a chance to go with him one morning and just to see him talking with people, and he addressing them by name. And he knew the guy that was in charge there, the director, and he had, you know, building some good relationships there. The basketball ministry, which you're going to hear more about later on, too, from some of the others here, that's really been starting to take off there. Basketball is a really big thing down there, and they're pretty good at it. I was kind of happy just to sit back and just watch them play, not necessarily play with them. I might have got knocked over, but anyway. So, 10, 15 or more guys coming to play there several afternoons or evenings during the week. So that's starting to the ministry that he's developing there as well. Jason also led the outreach portion of the discipleship training school this past year, and I think he had mentioned that when they were here sharing before. But that meant being away from his family for 2 months, so he's not sure what involvement DTS will be in the coming year. Jason and Vanessa were very busy, but they're also, we could see they were happy to be there. They felt that's where God wanted them to be. So it was a blessing to see how God is using them in St. Croix. And Jason wrote an email to the church that I would like to share at this time. Greetings to our family at Living Hope. We want to thank all of you for your help in sending this team to St. Croix. I know a lot of you were not able to make the trip, but you played a big part in supporting this group through fundraising and donations. So again, thanks to all of you for being a part of that. To the group that was here, what an amazing time we had. The week seemed to go way too quickly, but when we look back at all the work and ministry that was accomplished, it's hard to believe it was only a week. Our staff here at YWAM was blessed beyond what words can say. It was God's timing for you to be here, and it was evident in the way he blessed your week and all the work that you did. As we move forward from this time, we ask that you keep a few things in your prayers. Please pray for the basketball ministry that has recently been started, that the right guys would come to play, and I would have the opportunities and the boldness to speak into their lives and show them God's love. We ask your prayers for Vanessa and I. As school is starting, we're again homeschooling the girls. Balancing our personal family time and our ministry time with YWAM can be challenging. God has been so good to us, and we know that we are right where he wants us, which means that we need to continue to be praying against any attacks of the enemy, against our family, and against Youth with a Mission here in St. Croix. Once again, we want to thank all of you for your continued support, and we hope to see more of you in next year's mission. We miss and love all of you in his service, Jason, Vanessa, Hannah, and Sophia.
It'll go to Derek here. The one thing with Jason, Vanessa, being involved with them. You ready then, Derek? All right. Being involved with them, being it's my older brother and my sister, they were very blessed to have a team come from the church. The nice thing is we can merely go and share encouragement for the 1 week we're there, but God can expand that. He can carry that throughout the next couple weeks and months till they return to us and come back and visit here in October. So it's a blessing to know they were very encouraged. The rest of the YWAM staff was very encouraged, and I think, you know, we could all share stories and just about watching them work and just see them in their element of what they're doing. It gives us a new perspective on missions, on what it means to be a missionary, and just what they're actually doing there. So it was a blessing to see that, but I know they told us every evening how blessed they were to have us there and to have, you know, the team come down and see familiar faces and stuff. So it was very encouraging. So Derek's going to share a little bit about the basketball ministry. Is that correct? Yeah.
Well, anyway, before we left, you know, I was thinking to myself, what is my purpose going to be going down here? I don't even know. I don't really, you know, have any special skills like building or anything speak like that. But I did love basketball. And that was the one thing that I was so excited to go be part of, just because I love to play. And Jared said they all love basketball there too. I was like, oh, cool. Awesome. Let's go play basketball. God got us there. So he had a purpose for each and every one of us. When I got there, the first Monday that I got to be involved in the basketball ministry, which had started the week prior, if I'm correct. Prior? Yeah. Had actually grown pretty fast. There was a lot of kids there the week we got there. I think about 15 guys maybe showed up, and probably all under the age of 18. But really good at basketball. I just realized how bad I was. But no, it was great to get to experience some of the culture with these kids and just talk with them and you know, be able to share the gospel with some of them. I the first time I was there, I got a word for one of the guys playing, and I mean it completely changed his perspective the next time he showed up. And you know, the next day that they had the basketball get together, which was next Wednesday, another situation came up that one of the guys hurt his leg. I got to go pray over the guy's leg, and I got to see a miracle just happen right there. From where one kid's leg was so swelled up, I took the time to pray with him, and all the swelling went away. I mean, just miracles that happen through that. Yeah. But that was just God's answer for me. My purpose there was just, even though I don't have any building skills, any electrical, plumbing, whatever, I had a desire to go play a game I love, and God used that, and used it in a great way. And I got to plant some seeds. And one of my favorite sayings I learned not too long ago is, you know how many seeds are in an apple? You don't know how many apples are in a seed. And I believe I planted enough seeds in some of them that they'll be able to take it to their friends, and it'll be able to go out into the streets and keep spreading. And that's what I believe is going to blossom into something really great. And the ministry that Jason started there with the basketball has just been such a blessing to not only, I mean, me and some of the other people that played, but the kids coming in off the street that find it's a safe place for them to be accepted and prayed with at the very end, and knowing that there's someone there that's just excited to do something with them. And God deserves all the glory for everything that's happening, and I'm excited to see where it's going to go in the future.
Amen to that. Thank you. The basketball ministry that we have down there, it was a team from this church that actually redid the basketball court that I had helped lead. I don't know how many years ago that was, but was it five? My dad's giving me a high five or sang five. My wife sang seven. You guys can fight that out later at lunch. A numerous amount of years ago, we let a team down from Living Hope, resurfaced the whole basketball court, built bleachers, and did a lot of things there. And so that was able to still very nice shape. It's a beautiful court. You'll probably see pictures of it at some point here as we move on. But yeah, it's an awesome ministry. Jason and I was going, and Derek was involved. David, a bunch of us got to play, so it was a lot of fun. Raymond was playing. Who we got next? Gloria? I think Gloria's up next. She's going to share a little bit about some of the ministries that we were involved with, some of the things we did and how that impacted her, and yeah, some of the things we got to do there.
Yeah, there's a lot of ministry opportunities just on that small island. I was really amazed at the impact that this group made. And, Facebook obviously can be used for good. And you will find not only Jason and Vanessa on Facebook, but you'll also find YWAM St. Croix. So you'll be able to check up on them and see what's going on across the island. And one of the ministries there that also has a Facebook page is the Lighthouse Ministry, which was designed for folks who were homeless to come in. They get a nice, fresh, hot meal every morning. They also get clothing once a week, so the men can come in 1 week and get an outfit. The women can come in another day and try clothes on. They were very blessed. We took down about, two bins filled with clothing, so we take that to the mission. They can also take a shower there. But what's happening is as they're filing in, which was kind of funny because that was the first thing that I got to take advantage of, and I wanted to thank Jared, first of all, for sitting down in the morning, and one of the things that we would get to do is sharing time where we would have a worship time in the morning and a worship time every night. So this went on every day, just to focus and recharge our batteries. Sometimes the evening worship could get tough because we were nodding off. I have to admit, I was one of them. But it was, you know what? My sister said, oh, no, that's just resting in the arms of Jesus. So I guess that's okay. And but there were times where we would share in the evening, what was your favorite thing that you did today? And a lot of times Derek's was food, but that's okay because food's good. So it was just a really nice time for us to share. But with the Lighthouse Ministry, that made an impact most to me. As we got to the Lighthouse Ministry, a couple of us would just raise our hands in the morning and say, I'd like to go do that. So Denise and I got to go and check out the Lighthouse Ministry. As we get there, I didn't really see anything except chickens, which we'll talk about later. But I love the chickens there. They were really cool. And as we got into the streets, I didn't really see a whole lot of people, but Jason was very good at describing everything to us and what to expect. And all of a sudden, people just kind of came from every street, coming in, filing in for food. And all of a sudden, we had this group of, I'm going to say, 20 to 30 people. And what they did was we all joined hands outside first, had a prayer before we even went into the mission. And then once we went into the mission, there was food. Now, when I say a hot meal, they don't care what they're getting every day. So they had hot dogs and soup, I think, the morning we were there. They don't care, 7 in the morning, to have a hot dog. It's a hot meal. So they're appreciative. And I got to serve coffee, and on a boiling hot island, they love their coffee hot. So they don't care. But while they're having their food and being filled, they're also being filled with the Word of God, which I thought was great. So the director there was actually giving them a mini sermon, but the sermons that he was teaching on was basically for them on the island of hope and a message of the love of God. Some of the people that were there, we were informed, had been recovering addicts. Some of the people they actually sent to the state of Georgia to clean up for a year, and when they come back, they hope to keep them on that straight and narrow, but sadly, some of them do go back into that that drug life because they don't know any better. So that's one thing that's a real prayer, if you can think of it. Pray for those people that don't really have anything to do, and they fall back into that way of life. But this was nice. As I was serving coffee, I'm pouring coffee after coffee, and a woman who came in, I was informed that she had slept in an abandoned house that evening, came in, and she was singing in a beautiful voice, "I sing because I'm happy, and I sing because I'm free." So I started to sing this with her, and she came up to me, and we're eyeball to eyeball singing through this song. And God just said, "You are looking into the eyes of me. You are looking into the eyes of my beloved." And it, you have to understand, that song is my favorite song. I sang that at my mother's 75th birthday party. And I'm singing to a woman who slept in an abandoned something the night before, who's coming in for a hot dog and soup, who doesn't care, because she sings because she's happy, and she sings because she's free. And that's hit me on day one. And it changed me. And I said, there's nothing that I have want of here. There's nothing that I have need of here. Because his eye is on the sparrow, and he watches over me. And that was what this message, the rest of the week kind of changed me. Just for that respect, I needed to see that woman. I got a chance to love on her. I got a chance to talk to her. That was a really nice ministry. So again, that was the Lighthouse Ministry, which is in Christiansted. They do have a Facebook page. It's nice to see what they've done with the building to what it has come to now. Then we also had an opportunity to go up the next day to Paradise Mills. Paradise Mills is a low-income government funded project where kids are living there in pretty poor conditions, usually a single parent. And I like to Google things because I like to check things out. And when I Googled Paradise Mills, all that came up was shooting victim found dead, broad daylight, and one man set another man on fire. So I thought, well, that's not real for me. But these kids are so precious. As our van came up, Joy, one of the staff, would beep the horn, and it was almost like the ice cream truck arrived, because all these kids would come running up the hill, and we played baseball, we sang silly songs with them, we pushed them on the swings, and they loved to be pushed on the swings. So as I was pushing these two little kids on this double swing, they're like, "More, more," and I'm like, "Oh, I'm so bored, what can I do to pass the time?" So we went through the whole alphabet, then we counted to 1 to 10, then we counted by 2s to 100, then we went 5s, then we went 15s, and so yeah, I was numbers. But it was so sweet, because they're like, "More, more," but they really latch on to you. They are desperate for attention. They are so thankful that you just come up and play a game with them or share with them. And also they, it was kind of sad to leave them, because you see these little kids, and some of them were very dirty, and some of them you could tell were just needed a little bit more hygiene help or maybe some dental help, and that really... We're so blessed here in this country to be able to run to a doctor or a dentist when we need it, and they just don't have that. So please pray for these people that we, you know, extend any kind of blessing. We also did a weekly intercession, something that they do at YWAM Virgin Islands, where they will pray over a nation. We did pray over the United States. We started in small groups, and we started with different topics. So we prayed for business, education, religion, arts and entertainment, media, government, and, of course, family. And as we broke away into small groups and prayed, you were free then to walk around to the other different groups and continue to pray. So it was just nonstop intercession and prayer. We wrote down what the Lord had put on our hearts for that particular topic, and then when we were finally finished, there were a select group that took those lists, we read the list, we prayed over the list again. So it's about an hour, hour and a half of constant interceding. Amazing, amazing time. Something else that we did that the YWAM does once a week is called the PWCW, and that means pray and worship connecting to the world. It is a public outdoor time of prayer, and again, intercessory prayer as well as worship. again, they also have a Facebook. EWCW is actually a movement committed to the manifestation of repentance, forgiveness, and justice through global mobilization that involves intercession, service, and worship, and it's continuing right now on 5 continents around the world. And we had a chance to go to Christiansted and be right there against the water in public, worshiping publicly, praying, and then also we had some prayers that we prayed over the staff, and then we also had some prophetic prayer as well. So that is something that is intended mainly for the island of St. Croix, why we were there. So big ministries going on there. It's just... yes, again, the sharing time that we had each night, that was a time for us to just reflect. What did God show us that day? What was our favorite thing? What do we really like to do? But I just wanted to say thanks again to Jared for giving us an opportunity to go do what God placed on our hearts to do. Like, maybe it wasn't your day to go push somebody on a swing, but maybe it was somebody's day to go do that. Maybe it was somebody's day to help in the kitchen where somebody else wanted to go sand a pool, Ashley. And she didn't like that very much. And so thank you for giving us this opportunity. Like Rebecca was saying, a family going on a trip. This was our, not Derek's, but our first mission trip ever. Mission trips to me were way out of my comfort zone. 2 years ago, I was crying on the floor because I couldn't move because my back, things hurt. And I said to the Lord, if you get me up and going, I'll do something big. And he said, for real? And I said, yes. And I had a prophetic message, bless her heart, Wendy McFarlane, that I was flying somewhere. And that was a year before we took the trip. And I did it, and I had no back pain, no tailbone pain the entire week. And I've been doing really good since I came back. I had one neck issue, one small neck issue, but praise God, there was a chiropractor there on staff who worked it out within a minute, so everything was good. So thanks again for supporting.
Thank you, Gloria. And we'll have pictures of that stuff. Mike's going to share a little bit about the work projects we got to tackle. Some of them we accomplished. Some of them we didn't get to finish yet, but we know that God's working through other teams and other people to accomplish those things and bring them to a close. So he'll share about some of the projects we got to do.
Yeah, when we arrived there, I was really impressed with the work that had already been done by the group that had been there prior, the prior week. And as we were working, I realized why. It's Jared's quite a slave driver. Yeah, we didn't stand around too long before he gave us something to do, but it was all good. Some of the jobs that we did do there, one of the big jobs was trimming trees and brush around the property there. And Susan was a big part of that. They had an old pickup there that she seemed to enjoy running around. And but all that brush then was chipped up into mulch, stuff like that. So, some of the other things that we did, Myron used his abilities in electrical, and Don to do a lot of electrical work, did install lights in the basketball court there. So, you know, the teams... or the guys that come over can play, you know, later on in the evenings. That was a real blessing for them. And also, I know the ladies talked a little bit about this, that they got to spend a lot of time with Vanessa in the kitchen. I think that was a real blessing for Vanessa, just to have that support after a really busy season for her. And that was a neat thing to see. So... some of the other work that we did, we remodeled a bathroom. Ken and I think Raymond was involved in laying some tile, which he had never done before, but did an amazing job. And, you know, a lot of us were stretched out of our comfort zone where we didn't really know what we were doing sometimes, but, you know, it got done, and it got done very well. And the bathroom was painted. And then we did, one of the biggest projects that we worked on was the pool. There's a pool on site there. One of the visions for the the St. Croix there is to supply an opportunity for the kids to learn to swim. As far as I'm understanding, that drowning is one of the biggest ways of death or means of death on the island, which is unusual because a lot of the kids and stuff don't know how to swim. So we spent a lot of time working on the pool to get that into working order. It's been sitting, I guess, empty and vacant for a long time. One of the biggest things that we had to do was to grind the surface of the inside of the pool down to the original concrete. And Don spent a huge amount of time doing that. And that was very dirty, monotonous, yucky work. So I admire Don for that. And Derek, I know a lot of them here spent time doing that. And it was just, you know, something that had to be done. It wasn't very glamorous, and they stuck with it. And then we also built a pool, a pump house, I guess, to house the pump and the equipment that will be used to filter the water and so on, outdoor shower and things like that. So those were a lot of the projects that we worked on, and it was exciting to see on Facebook that work is continuing. Just this week they poured some concrete in, or last week, I'm not sure, but so it's exciting to be able to follow that and just kind of see that what we did, you know, really did matter, and you know, the work is continuing. So as far as my personal experience there, one of my main fears, I guess, going on the trip was with my health. A lot of times my energy level subsides pretty quickly during the day, especially in the heat and stuff like that. And I was, you know, a little bit worried that I wouldn't be able to function by the end of the day. And a lot of times in the past, I would get the huge headaches that, you know, medicine just wouldn't do anything for me. And, you know, I just had to lay down and rest. My body just needed to rest. And I'm just thankful to God that he gave me the strength when I needed it. And there were some days that I really had to push myself. And, you know, I just never got a headache. And I thank God for, you know, really supplying that for me. And just one other challenge that, you know, I think I just wanted to share was, you know, when we go on mission trips and we're really anticipating God to work, to do things, you know, we're excited to see what God's going to do in our lives and in what we're doing. And I guess one of the challenges for me is, like, I want to wake up every day and expect that. You know, God works in our everyday life as much as he does when we're on a trip. It doesn't matter. You know, we don't have to go away to another country to do that. He can work in us every day, and that was just something that I really, you know, just really want to focus on. And I think it's a challenge for all of us to, you know, just wake up and say, God, what do you have for me today, and how can I be used today? So, thanks.
Thank you, Mike. That's coming this way. I think Denise gets it next. Denise, we did work hard, as Mike said. I love to work hard, and I think that is a gift that I've heard on many mission trips that I've led that Lancaster County has. We have a strong work ethic, and God can use that in awesome ways. So when we go, everyone's always been like, wow, you bring these teams that work so hard. And it is a blessing. We also like to have fun and do a lot of fun stuff and experience the island. So Denise is going to share some of the fun activities we're involved in and how that impacted her.
Okay, first of all, I had never flown, and I am terrified of heights. God began pushing me out of my comfort zone immediately when he said, yes, you're going. So Jared's fun activities terrified me. And our adventure began with just getting to the airport. Once we got there, getting on the plane to hear we have mechanical problems, and we will be sitting waiting on a mechanic. After that, we had 5 to 10 minutes, I guess, to run through Miami Airport and get on our next flight. So the adventure started very early. one of the things Jared had shared before we left was about jumping off of a pier. And my immediate reaction was, no way. So I began to pray about it. And God had told me before I left, when you jump, I will baptize you from I can't. So Tuesday morning, Jared announces we're going to the pier Tuesday night. It was also dark, so it was nighttime. As I was okay all day. I'm like, yes, I can do this. I can do this. Lord said I can do this. So we get to the pier, and I just sit down and start crying. I was just like, that was it. Like, I'm looking at it like, whoa. Some people jumped immediately, just went for it. I went out onto the pier, and I'm holding onto Gloria's hand, like, for the death of me, like, okay. And I turned to say, no, I'm not going to do this. And I just turned around, and off I went. Evan told me later that he probably asked 5 or 6 times, are you okay? Because I was choking, crying, I thought I was going to drown. I think I swallowed half the ocean that night. But the Lord did, he was there. It was awesome to conquer that. So after that, I think by the end of the evening, everyone had jumped, even Becca. Becca was very hesitant, but she jumped then, and some of the crazy guys were even climbing the light post and jumping off of there while we just sat like, okay. So it was nice to see that everyone had done it by the end of the evening, and most of them had a really good time. Some of us just experienced it. But yeah, so Thursday, we had a shortened work day, and we went to, after we all got cleaned up, we went to the furthest point, and it is an awesome place to just contemplate God's creation. To just stand there and look from side to side and straight out, it's just amazing, and I'm sure you'll see that in some of the pictures that come up. After we left there, we went shopping, and to see 2 vans full of people jump out and just go in all directions was pretty funny. Like, we had about an hour and a half maybe to shop until dinner time. So people were scrambling. But then we met up at Rum Runners for dinner, and it was pretty cool to sit and eat your dinner while a crab is crawling right next to you on the rocks, and the boats are sitting right there. It was a beautiful view. Some people tackled the big surf and turf, like Ashley. It was pretty interesting to see everyone just come to just relax and enjoy the evening. Once we got back, everyone kind of looked like beached whales, I think, kind of sitting. I think most people took their naps that evening during worship time. So, and then came Saturday. Saturday was no work day. And a lot of people were looking forward to that day because it was long work days. So we went to the beach, and everyone swam a while or just kind of laid there, and someone had made a comment, I think it was Keith from the other team, that said, what's missing? There were no airplanes flying around advertising anything. There were no boats in the water. It was us and creation, and it was very nice. Actually, we were the only ones on the beach, it seemed like. There was a handful, maybe, of people. So everyone's swimming for a while, and Jared starts, or let me back up a minute. Jared had talked to me about going on this rock path at the beach, and he said to me, you know, just pray about it and see what the Lord tells you. And Friday night, I guess, the Lord had finally said to me, yeah, you're going. So actually, Jared had took a first team, I think, of 9 people out. This tide pool, you go over rocks, and then you're in a tide pool. And he comes back for the second 9, and I'm in the second 9. And I probably took an hour. Everyone else took 20 minutes. But I took it was not a rock path. It was cliffs over the ocean where you actually had to climb rocks and boulders and get around. And Jared thinks that's funny. So I had many meltdowns where, I have to say, Jared and Jason have the most gentle, patient spirit because they stayed with me the entire time, encouraging me. I think twice I said, I can't. And Jared's like, I didn't hear anything. Keep moving. Like, keep moving. There's times I just sat and cried because I couldn't see to go on. So, but I got about 10 feet from the tide pool when someone hollered, time to go back. And I just looked like, you're kidding. Like, I don't even know who said it. But anyway, I got over finally. And then you jump off, I think it's about 6 feet, right, Jared? 6 foot of this rocky cliff into this tide pool, and everyone's floating around looking like, oh, yeah, this is awesome, and I'm up there terrified. All I could see was the jaggy rocks, and I'm going to slam into these jaggy rocks, and after a couple attempts, Dottie's grandson, Derek, said, come here, hold my wrist. I will hold you here until you can go. And thank goodness for Derek, because I finally could steady myself enough, and I just leapt off, and then it was time to go back. So everyone else kind of went ahead, except Jason and Jared and Ken. Ken stayed with me on the way back. He walked in front of me. He said, put your foot here, put this hand here. He really showed me, and it only took me about 40 minutes that time. But at one point, I grabbed a rock with my right hand and went to pull myself over. It was like a pretty big stretch, wasn't it, to step over to get to where my foot needed to be. And the rock I was holding gave way. It let loose off the... And I just started falling backward. And the Lord just kind of pushed me down to my knees. I left there with no scratches, no bruises, nothing. But I can say when it was terrifying. I just stopped and went, Lord, please get me off these rocks. But once I got off, I just fell face first. I was spent. But the whole, I'm still processing the whole thing of why I had to do that and what I actually did. But it's awesome, but you'll have to ask me later what it was all about, because I'm not sure yet. After we got back and cleaned up, then we went to PWCW. And after we came back from there, a bunch of, I guess pretty much the guys and Jared and Jaden, I guess, went to Jason and Vanessa's for fight night, while the rest of us kind of laid in the bed and went, like what we do today, and it's almost over. But one thing I can say, the whole entire week, Gloria entertained anybody she was with the chickens. From the very first morning when we left to go to the Lighthouse Ministries, Gloria fell in love with the chickens that roam the island freely. Gloria and I did a lot of things together throughout the week. So as we were out, we'd go out in the van and Gloria would like, chickens, there's the chickens. As we were leaving for the airport, Gloria's last words were like, chickens, bye, chickens. Like, so she entertained anyone she could with her love of the chickens. So if you have any, need any gift ideas, Gloria, like a chicken.
Thank you, Denise. All right. We have a couple of short testimonies because we're getting later and I don't want to keep everybody past lunch because I'm hungry. And we have a video to show at the end. So Raymond and Susan and then David here, we'll just go down the line, just share short testimonies of what God, you know, taught you through this week, and then we'll show you guys a video and pray.
I guess probably the main thing that I noticed that week was just, I guess really what it is, kind of peace in the midst of chaos. Jared was right. Flexibility is very, very important on this trip. The trip down there was a treat and a half. Getting to go, the van showed up a little bit late. The driver ended up leaving to go home with his wife and get some sleep, and took the keys with him. And so we had some fun with that. Just light down, engine trouble, whatever. I don't even know, but it was just. So I don't really know how to explain it. It was just like so peaceful the entire way through, even though there was just all this stuff going on around me. I guess it was really actually beneficial to me. Like, when we got down there, like, time basically just stopped. That sounds kind of weird. I mean, we didn't end up in, like, Stone Age place, but, I mean, there was, like, up until that point, I had a lot of stress getting ready for college and working and all this other stuff that's going on. And we just got down there. All that went away, and it was just focusing on the community. I really found that a lot more like emotionally peaceful, and I really enjoyed that.
When I first heard about the trip to St. Croix, I had no idea why I was or what my purpose was on the trip. All I knew was schedule-wise, it really wasn't. So I signed up, and even as we were meeting and preparing, praying for the trip and possible ways, serving it still wasn't. Was by nature, you always want to know about what, where, when, and why. But all I knew was I was willing to go, and God that it's. As our week in St. Croix progressed, there were jobs, as you heard, and there was something for everyone to do. I enjoyed working with Vanessa in the kitchen on several occasions, what she does firsthand, her role in St. Croix. It's one thing to hear someone talk about what they do, and it's another to actually go see. It was cool watching God work throughout our whole trip, getting us to and the airport, how he everyone while we were there, knowing he had the whole thing out. All I had to do was trust and trust.
All right. Well, first of all, van ride down there was interesting. Mike was our driver, so we got down there pretty fast, but nicely, though. I just know that the one side of the highway was just Mike in the middle, and then the other side was nothing but traffic. So there we got on the side that was like Jesus escorted or something. So it was just moving along. But we got there on time, and that was really good because we were actually a little bit behind schedule. But managed to get there on time, fly across, my first time flying. I was so pumped about it, and it was so awesome. And we get down there, and I mean, see some other people. I'm like, I don't know these people, but I'm there to work with them. So I got to know them. A lot of them I got to be really good friends with. And this is like my first missions trip ever. So I haven't really gone to flown over to somewhere to volunteer for work. I've never really done something like that before. So it was a really big commitment for me. I think, though, the one thing that really touched my heart to the whole thing was what my mom experienced to the Lighthouse Ministry, because the people that came in, they have nothing. They're just happy to show up for their food, their clothes, and to hear what the pastor had to say, and to hear about God, and they were so open about it, and they love to talk to you, and they're really nice people, and It was really touching just for me to hand them a drink and them to say thank you. And then the one lady said to me and Derek, she's like, "You two boys are very handsome." So I was like, "Thank you."
"I like your nose."
Yeah, and she said she liked my nose, so that was nice. And another thing was Paradise Mills was also a really, really cool. We played with a lot of the children. It was me, Derek. I think Addison came up with the idea of hot lava playing, where you can't touch the ground. Somebody chasing after. I never played it before. But it was fun just running around with the kids until Addison stepped on glass. Yeah. But he's okay. Anyways, the kids there, they're really as open as the adults. They're willing to play, and they never even knew me, and they were already like learning my name. Like, they were calling me David by day one. It was really cool. Besides all that, meeting the people on the island, the jobs that I did We did a lot of building. Well, I did with Mike on the pump house, and I don't really build that much like bigger structures. So Mike's all moving along. I'm like, "What are you doing, Mike?" I said, "You want me to do this?" He's like, "No, no, no, no. Just listen to me. This is gonna work." I was like, "But wouldn't it make more sense?" He's like, "No, no. Look, let me do it." So after it all gets done, it looks awesome, and I said, "Well, you were right all along." But yeah, so I'm so glad I got to work with a real builder, though, so that I just moved things along and I knew what to do, and I got to use a saw mostly, and that was fun. That was really fun. I also worked with Addison, Bob, one of the gardeners down there, and we just built a small little tiny covered shed for their to put their tools. I mean, that was just as fun. That wasn't a lot of work, but it was fun just to build, keep building there, because I don't know, I like building. I like doing. And that whole entire week just pretty much changed the way I thought about missions and what it really is. So, because when I saw people going out for mission trips, I was like, oh, they're going on a mission trip. That's cool. They're going to go serve the Lord. But when I actually did it myself, I know what they actually go through and what those people do just for God. And that's amazing. And that's something that a lot of people should be doing. Because if God calls you to something like that, that's not something where you just wait around. It's something you go and you do it. And it's definitely something I look forward to doing next year, because I truly love that trip, and it changed my personality, and people there are amazing, and Jared's awesome, and and I just really had a really good time.
All right. Yeah, it's 12. So thank you for your patience. If we can show the video, we still have 6 minutes to show a video. Ron, that's okay. Thank you for being patient with us. It's hard to wrap up a whole week into 40 minutes, so we're doing our best. But yeah, we'll watch the video, and then I'll close with prayer, and we can, you guys can all sit back down because you haven't seen the video yet. So, and thank you to Addison for putting the video together for us. Is this back on?
No.
All right, Father in heaven, I just thank you for this church and this congregation for the work that you're doing here, that they were able to bless this team by sending them to St. Croix and support Jason and Vanessa. That you'll continue to work in the lives of everyone that was a part of this group, work in the lives of the people here as they process, and look forward to possibly doing another trip next summer and what you have called this congregation to do and how to support Jason and us. That continue to give us the energy and just the heart for missions here in Lancaster as we look to the community behind the church here and just all the things that they're doing to reach out. Just be with them, be with Jason and us, just continue to encourage them, continue to finish the work that we started and what we were able to do there. So just go before us in all we're doing. In your name, amen. I'm sure there's a million more stories, so you can talk to anyone you would like in the coming weeks and months, and they'd be glad to share with you. So thank you. Sorry it went a little longer, but we appreciate the time.
All right. Thanks, team. You're dismissed. Have a wonderful day. Hope to see you again next week. God bless you.